Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The second baseman, Marv Stahl. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Coco LeBoy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fairley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Santo strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Callison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LeBoy is at the plate with a count of 2-0. LeBoy hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley strikes out. 1 out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Beckert steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Williams reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Beckert scores. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jack Hyatt pinch hits for John Bacabella. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hyatt is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. 2 outs. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Stahel reaches second base with a double. Bailey scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyatt now catching. Carl Morton now pitching. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. LaBoy is 0-for-1 in the game. LaBoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fairley moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Fairley scores. LaBoy moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Carl Morton. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stahel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Stahel moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stahel scores. Staub moves to third. Fairley moves to second. It's 6-3, Cubs. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaBoy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaBoy strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ferry is 0-for-2 in the game. Ferry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hyatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howie Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Reed covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stahel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fairley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ferry, who is chasing the ball. Kessinger reaches third base with a triple. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dan McGinn now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. LaBoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ferry is 0-for-3 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Wine reaches second base with a double. Ferry moves to third. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hyatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Ferry scores. Wine moves to third. It's 6-4, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips pinch hits for Dan McGinn. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Fairly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stahel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stahel takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Rusty Staub batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Expos, 6, Cubs, 6. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Coco LaBoy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaBoy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaBoy bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Fairley moves to third. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wine is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Wine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fairley scores. It's 7-6, Expos. Jack Hyatt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hyatt is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyatt takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to second. Phil Regan now pitching. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Raymond strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 7, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boots Day pinch runs for Jim Hickman. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley bunts towards third. LaBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. Day moves to second. One out. Willie Smith pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Smith reaches second base with a double. Day scores. It's Expos, 7, Cubs, 7. Cleo James pinch runs for Willie Smith. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Carol Sembra now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hyatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. James moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Santo takes first base on ball 4. James scores. Kessinger moves to third. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.